This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airways from coast to coast. A tragic school bus accident in Chattanooga. 6 kids killed, 23 injured. The bus driver has officially been arrested and faces charges after those kids were killed in that crash. They're talking about speed. Just awful first responders that were there and saw what they saw. 3:30 is when they got the call in the afternoon, immediately getting to those kids and transporting them. So the National Transportation Safety Board jumped to the scene as quickly as they could get there, and that's where we're at. You could hear parents in the background crying and screaming, and how sad and terribly awful is that. Nobody should have to, especially this time of year, but any time, nobody should have to deal with getting a phone call while they're waiting for kids to come home. And some of them moments, think about this, how awful that is, moments away from being at their doorstep. Can you imagine what it would be like to be those parents? It just isn't the natural order of things, as we say, when children die before their parents, but particularly really super young kids. We're talking kindergarten up to fifth grade. Besides what happened in Chattanooga, in Chicago, hats off to the airport workers at O'Hare who decided, you know what, we're not going to hijack your turkey day. Because we know a lot of people are traveling, and they are, and they're already concerned about the weather. The workers were going to strike, and they said, we're going to wait till the 29th. So they're going to deliberately miss the busy travel week. They need public support, so that was also a schmoozy, smart thing to do. Janitors, baggage handlers, cabin clearers, wheelchair attendants, they want a wage of $15 an hour. Some get minimum wage, which in Illinois would be, give or take, $8.25. So that strike happens at the second busiest airport after Thanksgiving. You know how many passengers last year? 77 million passengers. Wow. And this is the busiest time to fly. Even, I think it's even a little bit more than the Christmas holidays. 3.7 million people fly over the Thanksgiving holiday, Wednesday through Sunday. And that makes sense because a lot of times people will stay at their own homes, but if they're going to go see family, they live in different parts of the country, they'll jump on a plane then and then just stay home. Or go someplace else. Sad, sad story. I'm giving you the whole skinny here right at the top. Like I said, if we tell you what's buzzworthy, one of the saddest is the man arrested, but thank goodness they arrested him, for killing a police officer in San Antonio on Sunday. Picture this, if you will. You're a cop. You've been on the force 20 years. You're sitting in your squad car outside of police headquarters. Somebody comes up to the window, they shoot you in the head, and then they shoot you again and they kill you. A 50-year-old police officer. So Otis Tyrone McCain, arrested about 4:30 in the afternoon on Monday, riding with a woman and a 2-year-old kid in a car on Interstate 10. They could see from the surveillance cameras his image, and they were able to track him down. I mean, this is cold and calculating. And this detective, Ben Marconi, 20 years on the force, shot to death, writing a traffic ticket outside of police headquarters. I mean, it doesn't get any worse. What is this assault on police officers. There was a guy that went inside police headquarters 4 hours before the shooting. And then a video of a car leaving the scene. So they think, this is the theory, that Marconi was targeted just because he was a cop. They don't think there's any other thing to it other than that. They don't believe there's any other kind of motive. Wow. So this guy was under surveillance for a couple of hours. Then a SWAT team came in, made the arrest without any injuries. I mean, this is just absolutely awful. The motive, unknown. They're still investigating that. This happened right before noon on a Sunday. Walks right up to the patrol car, shoots him in the head, and then shoots him a second time. That's just, there are no words. There are no words anymore for something like that. But there are families who are horrified. When you think of somebody going off and being a police officer and how they could, many ways, how they could find themselves in trouble, you're certainly not thinking, oh, it's before noon, you're pulled over right in front of the headquarters, finishing out a ticket. No. No, that can't be. That doesn't make sense. How could that possibly happen? How could that happen? By the way, because I've gotten a few emails about this, I will also say this at the top. Bum, here's the big announcement. Nobody nailed the score this week. The Raiders in Mexico beat the Texans 27-20. I had the Raiders winning 27-17. Nathan had the Raiders winning 28-21. You know, we kind of surrounded the number, but nobody nailed the score exactly. Maybe this week someone will nail the score on Turkey Day week. Well, Turkey week. Turkey Day is on Thursday. So we will do nail the score in our next show. We'll get it back to its normal slot. Second hour, final segment that will be reserved for nail the score. And I'm really pulling for you. I am pulling for somebody to nail it. We've seen it happen in the past. It's happened a couple of times, but it's been a while since that's happened. So we're due. We're due for somebody to nail it. And it could be you. It's a whole lot of fun to play no matter what. And you'd get those serious bragging rights if you happen to nail that score. I'm going to call this the Daily Salute. Since I'm mixing it up at the top, we're going to jump into the tsunami of politics. By the way, speaking of tsunami, Japan earthquake, I'll get to that as well. I love these stories. I know why. Because I believe that people are inherently good. I do. As much as we see evil and horrible things happening, there are also amazing people in this country and other places. I love the story I read about Carly Estock, a waitress who's been at this Alabama oyster house for 4 years. She got a tip, $330 tip, with a card from the Faith Community Fellowship Church. The card said, "Please accept this random act of kindness." Wow! How cool is this? They just ordered a burger. They split a burger. And she got $330. I love it. Stay with us.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
pollen versus got the B vitamins in there. And the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In 1965, this was the sound. Permission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time.
It's gone beyond politics. It questions our basic American character, who we are and what we believe. The answers by some make me soul sick for the America that I know and I love.
All right, here we are back at the ranch here in America tonight. That's Cuomo talking about hate crimes and saying that it just makes him feel sick for the soul of America. We have seen some of that happening, but of course, because could you have a more split nation over who was going to be elected? Trust me, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, there would have been an uprising, absolutely, just like we saw the first couple of days after Donald Trump. I think that that settles back, personally, and let's see what happens in this transition. The first 100 days. What are the first 100 days going to look like? And that's one of the things that Donald Trump did talk about briefly in a video clip. He talked about proposals related to immigration, trade deals, and defense policy. Just briefly, he promised to withdraw from the negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. There were 6 different things that Trump detailed Monday, and I think those 6 things are pretty easily done. I mean, it'll just be kind of a signature deal. You don't have to have congressional approval. And he didn't talk about the wall, didn't talk about any of that. Deportation force, none of that came up. Restrictions on immigration from some majority Muslim countries, repealing Obamacare and all of that. None of that came up, but what I mentioned did come up, and that's what he talked about. So we'll see as he moves along. You know, one of the things he definitely promised was to halt the TPP trade deal. That was an Obama thing that he thought would be part of, you know, this would be part of his legacy, I guess, but that's not going to be part of his legacy at all. It's not happening. It's going to be done. And there's plenty of Democrats who don't like it either, so I don't think there's going to be a lot of, let's put it this way, there's not going to be a lot of pushback there. Can't imagine that you're going to see that. All right, let's reach out to Grim, listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, well, you know, I am kind of a little grim. Yeah. What happened to Ron White, you know? He told me, you know, in one of his routines that Texas was putting an express lane in for those that commit murder to the gas chamber.
Boy, isn't that true, yeah.
Maybe put him in charge of the penal system there. I tell you, you know, it's sad, you know. Four cops. You know, I've seen all the statistics, 60% increase in police officers being killed, blah, 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 blah. It's just
sad.
But that's not what I called in tonight, Kate. I really called in because it's more or less something personally I've tried to strive for years in my life, because majoring in engineering, I can see a lot of faults. It's just like stick homes. When you go and you're taught in architecture, it's the cheapest, most fundamental home to build. Well, it's not the most safest and the most securest, and there's the problem. That's the problem I have, my dad had, even with NASA. But when you're working with NASA, you at least have six U.S. government inspectors attached to you that are watching for every safety measure possible, but yet they still want it as cheap as possible. And I'm referring to this pipeline that's up there that's being protested against in the Indian Reservation.
Yeah.
And they want to just drill underneath the river and bury a pipeline.
Yeah.
Well, let's take that aspect in engineering concept. Why not build a tunnel to where they can drive through and inspect that pipeline on a daily basis?
Perfect.
There's faults there. First off, it's not the cheapest. That way they can maximize the dividends for all their investors and gouge us at the pump for it. Okay.
Let's
do this. Let's build a bridge over it that covers it. If it does leak and spray, it will contain itself inside a tunnel that you can still drive a golf cart, with two runoff spill-offs to overflow catches far enough away from the river, with two emergency shut-offs that can be shut off on either side.
I like that.
Now, this is what any engineer tell you, practical thing to do. But the company that's doing this is saying, oh, well, the expense, we're going to go into overhead.
Yeah, Dakota Access Pipeline you're talking about, yeah.
What does it cost us if it leaks? More than it would cost us to build it.
Millions, yes.
There's the problem. Fix.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why they had 400 people. That was crazy, yeah.
Well, Kate, it's the same thing in architecture. My whole reasoning is I can build a home out of concrete that will stand a nuclear blast.
Right.
Now, the other thing you're taught in architecture is you don't build the home for the man.
That's true. It's curb appeal, baby. Yeah.
It's not built for the man.
No.
And as they say, it's got to be that white picket cottage gingerbread-looking home.
Yes.
For the
woman.
Well, there's all this newer material out there to where I can build a cinder block man cave that would stand a nuclear blast.
Yeah.
And then I can decor the heck out of it with all this modern stuff that we have. I can put these new molded veneer outside to make it look like a stone, brick, rock layer, any type, you know, wood.
Gotcha.
There's also.
Yeah.
But yet at the same token, if you're living in Edmond, Oklahoma, when an F5 comes through, you're not going to die. If you're in the coastal area and you're in a hurricane.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing I can do as far as designing a home against water or hydraulics. You know, I don't care how deep you go. You still got seals and everything, and you still got the chance of flooding. Hydraulics is impossible to build against. Any engineer will tell you that.
Yeah, but it's tougher.
All I'm trying to do, and I proved my point when I majored in architecture in 89 at the university, and I told the dean of the college about my ideal, and she done robbed me of that. She's building them now. But
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, she left and went back to Colorado, her state from Mississippi, and she started her own concrete home designs, which are just selling like hotcakes. And
wow.
Several kids that I, you know, I could tell you some stories that you would not believe, like Bed Bath & Beyond. I told them, why would you want to go into a bathroom that you spend 90% of your time in and have a 5x8 bathroom? I want a 30x30 with a hot tub, and I want to be able to take a fire hose.
I agree.
I want to take a fire hose out, and when it comes to cleaning it, just wash it down, reel it back up, and it's done.
Boy, I agree with that. Oh, gosh, I agree with that.
And
I'm with you, yeah.
Little girl I was going to junior college with started Bed Bath & Beyond.
No kidding.
Bingo.
Are you kidding?
No. I can tell.
Wow.
I can tell you some stories, girl.
No kidding.
You know, it's just like my dad. You know, I told you about Apollo 13, how the engineers were arguing about getting them back.
Yeah.
They didn't realize that they had the batteries inside the limb.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's crazy when you start talking to these so-called experts how they are. You know, they want to argue instead of do. That's the problem.
You just nailed it right there. They don't want to listen. There's no listening going on. It's just, this is what I think. They're going to be dig their heels in. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, until somebody steps in. Lots of
right, or until something happens, and then everything gets changed around.
That's right. And they'll end up doing that. Why not just go to the expense? You know, it don't matter what the expense is. You're saving.
In the long run.
Yeah, and you're protecting yourself against future costs, because it's going to cost more in the long run.
Oh, yeah. If you do something shoddy, you're absolutely right about that. Interesting conversation. Bed Bath & Beyond. I can't believe that. Grim, thanks. Or he likes to be called creme de la creme now that he's happy. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's new weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
So I don't want to waste any time. I want to jump right into it. Let's check that mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Hal. Kate, you have to go and see Fantastic Beasts. I know you did a cheap movie review on it. You talked about J.K. Rowling. This woman has the golden touch. There's no question about it. Did you see the haul that the movie took in? I went to see it with my two granddaughters, and they loved it. So she certainly is working her magic again. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, you know what? I did see that over the weekend it made, It was like $218 million, they say, worldwide. So, yeah, J.K. Rowling does have the touch. The audience is just hunger for whatever it is that she taps into, and it's Fantastic Beasts, and it's a franchise. So they say there's going to be 5 films, so here we go again. So not just 1, 5 movies, and this opened up on less than 5,000 screens, I want to say, and Eddie Redmayne, who I think is so talented, was this one of the stars of this movie. So how about that? So I guess the you know, Disney, Marvel, the kind of Harry Potter spin-off, very popular kids' movies, animation, That's what's really scoring when it comes to the movies. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is interesting. I got a couple of emails from people about Donald Trump, the Saturday Night Live deal, Alec Baldwin portraying Donald Trump. So two different versions I'm going to give you. This one is from Bob. Kate, we're listening to you here in Illinois. You do a great job, sister. I am not happy with what happened in this last election. I don't care what some of the listeners think. Donald Trump is a fraud. He went bankrupt how many times, doesn't pay taxes. Do you and I get to not pay taxes? Do you and I get to stiff the little guy? How do people just dismiss that? That's a character issue. Boy, they wanted to assassinate Hillary Clinton on her character, but it's like we completely forgot Donald Trump's character. What a ridiculous, ridiculous notion. I have to tell you, though, I feel like I'm getting my little revenge by watching Saturday Night Live, a show I haven't watched in forever. I think it's hilarious the way Alec Baldwin portrays Donald Trump. If you saw it this last week, you saw how every time something of importance came up, he said, scrap it, scrap it. And there was the guy who imitated Mike Pence, and I thought it was just so brilliantly done. All right. Here's the other side of that. The other side of that is this one from William, who says, Kate, Donald Trump being portrayed by Alec Baldwin. Now, there's certainly an odd deal to begin with, but I have to say that I think they got it wrong. I do not think that Donald Trump is this guy that the character is that they have made. Did you happen to notice Donald Trump tweeted something out about it? I did. I saw that he put out, I want to say it was the next day, or maybe it was after it. He said, I watched parts of NBC, SN, Saturday Night Live. It is totally one-sided by a show. Nothing funny at all. Equal time for us. Well, now he's the prez. I don't know. You know, here's what I would say. The FCC, first of all, it only applies during campaign season, so it doesn't apply to politicians after they're elected, so you don't have to have equal time. But I bet NBC would easily invite Donald Trump on the show. Trump last month said that SNL rigged the election, that it was time to retire the boring and unfunny show, I remember that, and that Baldwin's portrayal of him stinks. So, pretty interesting. They do that to all politicians. So anybody who wants to dog Saturday Night Live, I mean, listen, I don't know what the ratings are, but I would say that this, everybody gets dogged. It doesn't matter who it is. If you go back and look through the years, whether it's a Democrat or whether it's a Republican or whoever it is, that's what they do. It's Saturday Night Live. That's the kind of satire that gets them sometimes ratings, especially when they're not getting ratings. Okay, now we go to the transition, the buzz over the transition. How about this one from Tiff? Kate, I don't get all of the hubbub over the transition. Listen, I say give this whole thing a chance. How do we even know what kind of president he's going to be? And for goodness sake, we're already jumping down his throat without even knowing, just based on campaign rhetoric. It's a campaign. And as for the transition and the people that Trump is looking at, good for him and his team for being aggressive and trying to find people to plug into those cabinet positions sooner rather than later. Certainly they've had a list and they've been talking amongst themselves. You mentioned it on your show that Hillary Clinton had a team and so did Donald Trump, and they had offices, and this is what you do when you run for president. Well, there's no way to know. There's no way to know where somebody's past or something they said that makes your skin crawl or makes you say, oh yeah, I love that. You don't know what's going to happen once they get in. I mean, there still is the politics of navigating what the office is. However, when you have somebody who has a past where something they've done has insulted a group of people or has been a live wire for discussion, well, you're going to get that. And then that's what happens. You know, some of the choices are going to be controversial, maybe others not quite as controversial. I want to see how it all shakes out when the announcements are made. And remember, some of the people will be subject to getting that approval. When we're talking about hiring 4,000 people, some of them have to get approved by Congress. So it's not like there's a magic wand and boom, you're knighted and you're in. I mean, that's not how it works. We all know that. Let's move on to this one. This one is from Tommy. I don't remember if you've ever heard from Tommy before. Tommy says, Kate, did you happen to notice, I love when all of you start, did you happen to notice that Barack Obama is on his last swing internationally, and he's getting asked a lot of questions about Donald Trump? Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because he's on his way out and people are curious and they don't really know what kind of president on the world stage Donald Trump is going to be? Why do you think that is? Well, I think it's the reason he said people have no clue. They only know what they know of the businessman, TV guy. This is an unknown person as far as politically speaking. You know, if it was Hillary Clinton or if it was somebody else, like say it was Joe Biden, or one of the Republicans, whether it was Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, you have a track record for votes, how they stand on certain issues, and how it affected us, how their, let's say their vote in Congress especially affected us. But of course you don't have that with Trump. You have what was being said on the campaign trail. You have what you've heard him say in interviews. So there is a lot of, I think there's a lot of excitement and anxiety over Trump. I think this just goes back both ways, and that completely makes sense because there's not a lot of known factors. I mean, in a different way, it'd be like if you had somebody who gets on one board, moves to the next board, and he or she is the chairman of the corporation, and they have a track record, what they did with one big corporation, and then they moved to another corporation, and then they were hired down the line at another company, the resume, a CV on that. His CV is very different from the politics of usual, but that was part of what people didn't want, the same thing. They didn't want to see the same old logjam, the same people that were there. So that's what happens. All right, how about this one from Carson? Kate, wow, it is so sickening to me what happened to that cop in San Antonio, and I don't believe that they found the person yet. Oh, they're on the trail, but yes, here's what happened. There was, for people who don't know, this was another just assassination. The San Antonio police officer, he'd been on the force 20 years. He was outside of headquarters. He was finishing up a ticket, writing a ticket. Somebody came up to the window, shot him, and then shot him again. How awful is that? So, of course, the San Antonio police chief said, you know, the suspect isn't known and hasn't been apprehended yet. They're trying to find the suspect because they have some video. A motive's not known. So this is the worst nightmare ever for the family, for anyone. I mean, this was during the day. This is a 20-year vet of the force. Of course, once they got him to the hospital, he was pronounced dead right away. You think of the five police officers in Dallas who were working a protest about the fatal police shootings of the black men in Minnesota and Louisiana, and that was the deadliest day for America at law enforcement since September 11th, 2001. And now we have this, and I just can't imagine. What do you tell the family? What do you tell the family about that? Yes, it's a dangerous job. Yes, every day it is. It's a battle. But how do you not, I mean, how does that happen in front of a police station? That's terrible. It's sickening. It's despicable. What could the motive be? I certainly don't know, and this is still unfolding as it happened on Sunday. Wow. Send me your thoughts on whatever it is that you think is buzzworthy or is on your mind. AmericaTonight.net, click on Contact, and you are in, my friends.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This time around on Out of the Park, I want to introduce you to Mark Goldman. He's the co-founder and media relations specialist at Goldman McCormick in New York City. He comes from an interesting background, court TV, radio, Sirius, satellite radio, a lot of business talk radio, a lot of experience. And boy, has the landscape changed. So I thought it'd be fun to have Mark join us. Mark, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure to be on your program today, Kate. Thank you.
So how tough is it to get heard these days when you think you've got something that you're speaking about that's revolutionary, you've got a great book, whatever the idea is, whatever your platform is, how tough is it to get noticed with the way the media landscape has changed?
Fantastic question. You know, it's not hard to get noticed if you have the right kind of topic, if it's relatable into the news, and you have the right PR person.
Yeah, and you think you know, people debate about that, as you know. There's a thought that goes around that, well, you know, you can get publicity on your own. You can call newsrooms, you can hit up newspapers, you can get in touch with bloggers, and you can do that. But what I've found is, honestly, through my own survey that I've done with a lot of my friends, etc., is that there is no definite way to skin the cat, and it's tough to do it on your own.
Absolutely. When you know what? When you hire a public relations firm, you're kind of hiring their relationships, and they build these relationships just like we do. We build these relationships for many, many years, whether it be taking producers out and making friends with them, you know, just spreading the word, networking, doing the right thing, and giving them great guests over the years.
Do you think there's more opportunity now than ever, or less opportunity?
You know what? There's different opportunities now. There's a lot of different opportunities out there now. Yes, some of the media is getting smaller, like printed newspapers, but then other media, like website sort of articles and radio shows and television shows, are picking up. And radio is so important. And majority of public relations companies in America really don't pay attention to radio. However, we do. We come from big radio backgrounds, and it's so important to be on radio. I cannot begin to stress it, but, you know, I should be telling you that, right?
So why is it important to be on radio?
So many people listen to radio. So many people either listen in their car, listen on their smartphones, listen at home. Radio, you know, is so important. I can't stress it enough. There's so many people listening to radio, even though, you know, professionals will tell you, oh, they're listening to Pandora, and they're listening to their MP3s, and they're listening to this, that, and the other. I don't know. I kind of think it's rubbish and it's old school.
All right. So if you're pitching radio, you're pitching any other form of media, what's a quick tip? Is it important? You know, people struggle with what kind of email they should write, and a lot of times it tends to be a very long email. And then the subject line usually I find is very dry from somebody, from my point of view, for people listening, that gets a lot of pitches. What's something you got to look out for?
You got to keep everything, you know, as a former producer and now a publicist and PR guru, you got to keep everything short and simple. You also have to tie it into the news. It's got to be very newsworthy to get somebody's attention in the subject line. As far as what you're sending somebody, keep it super, super short, a quick bio, a few talking points, and why it's so important, and some contact information, and that's it. You know, just keep it simple, keep it short.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they do go after their own PR?
You know, I think you brought it up just a moment ago. People, when they're trying to get on radio, get on TV, get in the newsprint, they send these overwhelming pitches to producers, and then they call 100 times. You never want to upset a producer or upset a host, because it will your relationship will end quickly.
Yeah, and the calling thing probably isn't good at all. I think that most people don't even answer their phones anymore.
Absolutely, absolutely. Email, email, email. Super, super important. Make sure you don't get on the spam list, because, you know, if you do your own PR and you send out hundreds and thousands of emails, you're going to get on the spam list, and these people are never even going to get your pitch.
Yeah. So we keep it short, you keep it simple, you don't bug the producer or the radio host or the television host or whatnot.
Absolutely.
Is another mistake, is it not knowing who you're pitching? Because I find that, and maybe some other people can relate to this, that they get pitches from people that don't even know what your show's about or don't even realize what it is that you cover.
That is probably by far the greatest point you brought up during this interview. And I'll give you a great story, a real quick great story with that. Jane Velez Mitchell used to be a nationally syndicated television host on HLN, CNN sister station. It's been known, and also because we know her as well, she's a former alcoholic, she's been in recovery, and for a while she was getting pitches from a PR company, not our company, thankfully, for a brand new beer. You know, so you really have to know your audience, you have to know who your host is, and you have to pitch correctly, because pitching a beer company to a recovering alcoholic will definitely get you on the blacklist.
Yeah, I can understand that. So, okay, so there's more opportunity. You just have to know what you're doing. You have to keep it short. You have to know who it is that you're pitching to. That completely makes sense. What about the kind of stories if it's not doesn't have a news hook and is like you say it has to be connected to what's going on in the news? If you want to get noticed for something that you do yourself, so you want to be like you're a thought leader and somehow you've got to come up with something creative. How do you do that?
You know what? I think you could kind of keep it like as an evergreen or very generic. You could always tie something into a holiday. There's always some kind of awareness month going on, whether it be autism awareness or stress awareness or, hey, Kate Delaney Day. You know, you gotta figure out something. There's always a kind of a spin that you can use. It's spring, it's fall, it's winter. Something is always going on. You could always tie your message in. You just got to be creative and think out of the box.
All right, be creative. And as you know, we can only imagine there is more opportunities. You got to figure out what those opportunities are. But people, producers and reporters, with the way things have changed, are getting pummeled by all kinds of people, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's crazy. You know what? Just keep your message on point. Hire a good public relations person. Hey, I would love everybody to hire me, but I get it. They want to hire other people, too. So, you know what? Do the right thing. Make sure all your ducks are in a row, and you'll be good.
All right. Mark Goldman, thank you so much. You can check him out at goldmanmccormick.com. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
All right, so again, I think what Mark said is right on point. As somebody who's a reporter for a living, the things that you have to look for are the hooks and knowing, as we talked about, who you're pitching. So what are you hooking them in with? Are you hooking them to a certain day? Obviously, holidays are easy. If it's a special day that's been created, like Grandparents' Day or Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever it might be, not necessarily even just the traditional holidays, look for those angles. If there's something dramatic that has happened, if there's a recall, a food recall, and you're in the health world, or you've got some other way to connect yourself, do it. That's what you want to do. I say this all the time. People aren't aware of what's happening in the world. You get busy, we get in our bubbles. I get it. I certainly, shockingly, have been there occasionally in my life. But you won't know what the top stories are. You want to know what people are talking about. What's buzzworthy? How are you buzzworthy? That's what I say to people. How are you buzzworthy? And how do you plug into what the narrative is? And this can be, by the way, locally, regionally, nationally. You could be out speaking somewhere and there's something happening right where you're speaking and it ties in nicely to where you happen to be, what you're speaking about. Maybe you invite the media person there if it completely makes sense, because that's the other thing. If you're speaking at a big event, that can be the central point of wherever it is you are. And maybe it's not. Maybe it's just whatever the issue is that's being tackled, or the theme. Theme might be a better way to put it. A lot of conventions have themes, and the themes tie into whatever it is that is, at the moment, the heartbeat of that particular area or nationally, and that's what you want to tie into. Thus, you create this attention for the event where you are, so that's a win-win all the way around. The key is, there's no doubt, the key is what Mark said, is to keep it simple, to make it on point, make sure you know who you are pitching, not to harass them with way too many phone calls, because as we all know in our own worlds, it's about texts and emails and other ways to communicate for the most part. So don't do that, and you'll have a great chance at getting your message out there and perhaps hitting it out of the park.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Experience the new manna difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.